Another reason to blow up the Ukraine. January 26, 2022. By Justice Anna Von Reitz, Big Lake, Alaska. At least, that is, if you are Joe Biden. Remember Viktor Shokin, the mild-mannered Ukrainian prosecutor who had the audacity to investigate Hunter Biden and the Burisma oil venture? Shokin was fired and the investigation into Hunter/Burisma was buried in exchange for $1 billion in loan guarantees, guaranteed by Joe Biden, that is. And Joe admitted it. And then, nothing happened? $1 billion in payola just slid under the rug like a buttered potato chip, and nobody said nothing. Daddy got elected president though nobody knows how or who voted for him. It's just one magic trick after another. Get back, David Copperfield. This looks more like David Coppertone. And just in the past day or two, those pesky Ukrainians finally got around to naming the unknown American in their ongoing legal battle, trying to get to the bottom of this Burisma deal, and it's Joe. Who knew? Yes, they had the bare-naked temerity to name a sitting U.S. president as a defendant in a criminal case, at the same time as he is turning the Atlantic Fleet over to NATO to bomb them to smithereens. This is starting to sound like a Greek tragedy. OWN is the only American news source that reported on this circumstance that and the David J. Harris Jr. Show, which is where I caught it. Folks, you really do need to consider getting OWN if you can get cable news service, and the Epoch Times newspaper, both, if possible. These, and some alternative news sources like John Rappaport's and G. Edward Griffin's and David J. Harris, and of course, the dauntless O'Keefe's, are all that's left of American journalism. The rest is just muddled European multiverse mockingbird babble. Do what I did. Get a couple old pals together and buy a group subscription and pass the paper around. Share the cost, share the news, share the vibes, share the paper. Someone will have a bird or a cat or a fireplace, right? We all may get squashed like bugs, flash freeze-dried, or God knows what, because we get blamed for somebody else's crimes, but at least we will have a chance at knowing why.